Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 18th of June, 1971. The title is Spiritual Drill of the Intellect. Do you enjoy remaining beyond sound, or do you enjoy staying in sound? Is there any sound in your original world, in your original form? When you stabilize yourself in your original form, you enjoy the stage of remaining beyond sound. Are each of you practicing this so that you are able to stabilize yourself in whatever form you want, whenever you want? Warriors on a battlefield continue to follow whatever orders they receive when they receive them. So in the same way, you spiritual warriors are also able to stabilize yourselves in whatever stage you want, when you want, because you are masters, knowledgeful, repeat. Because you are master knowledgeful and also master almighty authorities. Because you are both of these, you can stabilize yourself in whatever stage you want in less than 1 second. Are you such spiritual warriors? If you are told to become the residents of Paramdham at this moment, have you such a practice that as soon as you are told this, you forget this body and the world of this body and become the residents of Paramdham? Or if you are told to stabilize yourself in the Avyakt stage now, or if you are told to come into sound for service, and whilst doing service, to have the awareness of your original form, have you developed such a practice? Have you had this practice? Or is it that when you wish to become a resident of Paramdham, instead, you come into sound again and again? You are not practicing this, are you? Are you able to stabilize your intellect wherever you want in less than 1 second? Have you developed such a practice? Do you consider yourselves to be Master Almighty Authorities? Since you are the Almighty Authorities, are you not able to stabilize the love of your intellect wherever you want? Is this practice difficult or easy for those who are the authorities? Just as you are able to use your physical senses when and how you want, if you wish to raise or lower your hand, you are able to do that, and so, just as you are able to become the masters of the physical senses and use them for a task whenever you want, in the same way, are you able to use your thoughts and intellect whenever you want? This is called spiritual authority. To be able to focus the love of the intellect wherever you want. Just as you use your physical hands and feet whenever and for whatever task you want, so too, only those who have such a practice are called Master Almighty Authorities and Master Knowledgeful. If you do not have this practice, you cannot be called a Master Almighty Authority or Master Knowledgeful. To be knowledgeful means to have full knowledge of what should be done at this time and what should not be done at this time, and also to know what the benefit is in doing something and what the loss is in not doing it. Only those who have this knowledge are knowledgeful. And because of also being Master Almighty Authorities, on the basis of having all powers, this practice becomes easy and constant. What is the first lesson of the study? And what is the last lesson? The first and last lesson is this. When a child takes a look at birth, he is first taught and reminded of one word. What are the first words you learn when you take an alaukik birth here? Remember the father. So the first words to be remembered from your laukik and alaukik births are the same. Can this be difficult? Are you not practicing yourself this drill? This is a drill for the intellect. Those who practice drill first experience a lot of pain and find it difficult, but those who have developed their practice cannot stay without performing that drill. So here also, because of lacking the practice of the drill of the intellect, you find it difficult, or your head becomes heavy, or you experience one or another obstacle coming in front of you. So, you have to have such a practice. It is difficult to attain the fortune of the kingdom without this. Those who find this practice difficult will also find the attainment difficult. This is why you must make this practice easy and constant at this time. Those who have such a practice will be visible to many souls as those who give the practical vision of Bab Dada. It is so easy to come into sound, and so, in the same way, it should also be just as easy to go beyond sound. Acha Om Shanti.